The verses and choruses are very similar in the way that we play them. The only difference will be because of the lyrics. And I only played through it two times, a verse and a chorus, and then ended it. And at the end of the second chorus, I had a different ending. But you can play it as many times as you want to, for however many verses you want everybody to sing along with. We will start off, though, with an opening verse. And here are the first four measures. So we're starting off with a G chord, and with this G chord, we want finger 2 on the top string 3rd fret, and finger 3 on the 1st string 3rd fret. That's all we need. Don't worry about the 5th string 2nd fret. We won't be playing it. Give me the 6th and 1st strings together, then your 2nd string, then 3rd string, and then your 1st string. Then the 4th and 1st strings together, 2nd string by itself, and then the 3rd and 1st string together. So that's what we do with that opening G chord. And then we need a B minor 7, and there's a couple of ways we can grab this. We do need the 5th string 2nd fret, 3rd string 2nd fret, and 1st string 2nd fret. I'm using fingers 2, 3, and 4, but you can use 1, 2, and 3. But at some point, we will need to pick up that 2nd string 3rd fret. So if you're using fingers 1, 2, and 3, then the 4th finger will be what we will use to pick up that 2nd string 3rd fret. If you're using the other fingers, fingers 2, 3, and 4, we'll just move finger 4 to the 2nd string 3rd fret when it comes time. But we do need to start off, though, with the 5th, 3rd, and 1st strings 2nd fret all held down together. We'll play the 5th and 1st together, then the 2nd, then the 3rd, and then here's where we pick up the 2nd string 3rd fret with finger 4, keep all of this down, hit the 4th string by itself, and then the 5th string by itself. So just this measure, measure 2, is this. And if I put 1 and 2 together, we get this. Now let's take a look at measures 3 and 4 by themselves.